for calling us back.
No, it's really my pleasure.
And I guess my first question is, did you have to get a new pair of glasses after reading 25 million documents?
You know, it's one of the great things about technology these days is that there are these artificial intelligence search engines that the Department of Justice invested in to really to search through that incredible volume of data and help us identify the many hundreds of thousands of documents that actually ended up having to be read.
I mean, that's an amazing figure of information that you had to sort through. Did you know what you were looking for when you began?
Well, the team that went at this investigation was based both here in Colorado and in the Eastern District of New York, which is Brooklyn, in essence, had a pretty good sense of where the main focus had to be, which was the quality of the mortgages that were pooled together in the securities that Citi was selling, was the quality actually as good as Citi represented? Because what we saw is Citi making a variety of representations of why those mortgage loans were good enough to make these investment-grade investments. And yet, when the financial crisis hit in 2008, they lost a tremendous amount of value virtually overnight. So the question was, how could the team take a hard look to determine, you know, where the problems were? What did Citi know? Did Citi have good reason to believe that they were over representing the quality of the loans they were putting out? So that's where the focus was from the beginning, both in terms of taking a look at the many thousands of mortgages that were packaged together and then sold as securities, conglomerate securities to investors, and also the email traffic, the discussion within Citi about what Citi knew as to the actual quality of those loans.
I wanted to back up, I guess, just a second. I've been, since you guys had your press conference yesterday, I've kind of been looking at, you know, Google News to see how many people are reading this story, what's the interest in this story. Just to back up, I wanted to quote your counterpart in the Eastern District of New York, who said that the misconduct in Citigroup's deals devastated the nation and the world's economies, touching everyone.
You know, what the Residential Mortgage-Backed Securities Working Group was set up to do was and is to look at the conduct of the banks that were issuing these specific kinds of securities, the mortgage securities, that essentially blew up and took the economy down with them in late 2007 and 2008. So I don't think it's an exaggeration at all when U.S. Attorney Lynch really emphasized that this had an effect that rippled all across the U.S. economy and candidly across the global economy.
And as you know, here in Colorado, I mean, right here in the Roaring Fork Valley, everybody, almost every talk about the local economy is prefaced by saying, well, since 2008. In other words, we're still recovering from this.
That's exactly right. And you know, the economists and the historians will debate exactly the chain of events, I'm sure, for a long time. But what I think is awfully clear is that what happened in 2008 was what was essentially a real estate bubble. People got very enthusiastic about home buying, and a lot of mortgage lenders, originators, were extending loans pretty easily to a lot of folks who were overextended. What took it from that real estate bubble and through the securitizations essentially magnified the harm, because the damage that was done by the dropping real estate values extended into the large.
Now, we're talking about residential mortgage-backed securities, right?
That's correct.
And can you just give us a sort of a quick layman's definition of what those were?
investors over time.
I want to get back around to that, but I neglected to ask you right up front, why the U.S. attorney from Colorado and the U.S. attorney from the Eastern District of New York? Why those two? Why did you guys team up for this?
Well, there are several different reasons. First of all, our office here in Colorado had taken a leading role in the mortgage servicing abuse settlement that the Department of Justice worked on and achieved with banks in 2012. That was sort of the robo-foreclosure scandal that went on. That was a $25 billion resolution, and we were very heavily involved in that. For our office here in Colorado, what that created was expertise in this whole area, mortgages and mortgage securitizations. So when the president and the attorney general formed the the Eastern District of New York, Brooklyn, is a incredibly strong, active office in the financial market. Had a lot of city group activity and presence in their district, just as we have presence of city here in Colorado. And in essence, you know, as we looked around the different banks that the working group, we came to a pretty quick understanding that the team of the Brooklyn U.S. Attorney's Office and the Colorado a lot of sense to look at Citigroup.
So if you are a person, say, in the Roaring Fork Valley here who had a little business, I don't know what, you know, just any old kind of little business, and you went out of business, say, in late 2008 or 2009, and then maybe you had problems, excuse me, you had problems trying to sell your house, to move to another place, to get another job. If you're one of those people and you read the settlement or you're hearing us right now, is it enough? I mean, do you feel vindicated by this settlement? I mean, do you think it's let me put it another way. Do you think it's harsh enough?
Well, let me start off by saying that what our job is, we're prosecutors, civil and criminal prosecutors. And so our job is to investigate, assess the evidence fairly, assess the evidence based on what the law is, and then to either proceed with filing a case and litigating it, taking it all the way to trial, or if there's a resolution that can be had that we think is adequate based on our assessment of the damages done and the litigation risk, so to speak, to settle the case. So when you look at something like the Citigroup settlement, or last year's $13 billion resolution with J.P. Morgan, that's really the assessment that we as prosecutors have to make in arriving at what we think is an appropriate settlement. Now, you've asked the bigger question. Is this enough? Have we in the United States done enough to address the harm that flowed from the misconduct by financial institutions that led up to the financial crisis? That's a question that is going to vary. The answer to that is going to vary from person to person. I can tell you that we in the RMBS working group don't think we're done. We think we have miles to go before we sleep. There are a lot of other financial institutions out there that have not acknowledge their responsibility the way that J.P. Morgan and Citigroup have done. And we have a number of other investigations. I can't get into those, obviously, because we don't talk about pending investigations. We have quite a few other investigations of other large financial institutions that are underway and that I anticipate will result either in cases being filed and tried or resolutions in the future. So my simple answer to you is, when you look at the scope of the damage done, there's a lot more work to be done before any of us in the working group think that we've really completed our task.
Yeah, and this also you're working on the individuals at these institutions.
The settlement that we announced yesterday does not resolve any potential a lot left to be done.
Mr. Walsh, thank you so much for talking with us.
It's really a pleasure to talk to you, and I look forward to having a chance to talk in the future.